At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here at Ritual, we know that a mother's support isn't limited to one day a year, and we believe that yours shouldn't be either. So this Mother's Day, we're honoring the world's biggest supporters with science-backed daily rituals that center you not just today, but every day. Whether you're thinking about motherhood, actively trying, or already there, we've got you covered for when it matters most. From fertility support and natal choline to our best-selling clinically-backed prenatal multivitamin, know that you're getting clean, traceable key ingredients in bioavailable forms. Because let's be honest, you don't have time for guesswork. Find your ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator, as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products.
Ladies and gentlemen, people of the world, wherever you are, whatever you are, we have an extremely special guest today.
Huge guest, our biggest thus far.
Yep.
And we can't really believe that she's even here with us today.
Yeah.
She's on a very tight schedule, so the fact that she made time for this is incredibly flattering and really cool. So without further ado, you want to introduce?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Ariana Grande.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for appreciate it. Super cool to have you here, sort of. This is just practice.
For what?
For the real thing.
You think she's coming on this show?
She's already been on the show.
My apologies. This is the real thing.
Yeah.
Right. So what are we practicing for?
The real thing.
Okay. The real episode.
Yeah.
This is just the cold open.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is practice.
All right, Ariana, come on out here.
Oh, my God. That would be good.
That'd be crazy, right?
That would be fucking good.
It would be good. Too bad that's not happening today.
Yeah. It's not happening. Just kidding. Come on out.
Yeah. No, we're just fucking around.
We're fucking around.
Ariana, seriously, quit playing. Come on out.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TMGstudios.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGstudios.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit and get hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
It's been so long since we spoke. A whole...
Oh my God, dude. It's been
two weeks.
A whole week.
A week.
Yeah.
No, transparently, ladies and gentlemen, by the time this is coming out, we just shot the boots episode.
Yeah, which was yesterday. So
I just wore
and
my
know
boots.
If you do.
I was showing some thigh there.
Yeah, so what happened?
Oh, it was a lot of, like, there are some shots where I'm just like this and the shorts travel down. It literally
you
looks
can just
like
see your dick and balls?
No, it looks like I'm wearing a it looks like an upskirt.
That would be, what?
It looks like an upskirt.
Yeah, so just like what? Just darkness?
No, it just looks like a clean
just like, a nice
Like, you want to pull it to the side almost.
Yeah.
It's like supple loin there. So
did you watch the replay and then you were like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot of thigh.
Yeah.
So it looks like a big diaper at some moments. Other times it just looks like a skirt.
But you censored it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the viewers...
couldn't give that to the people.
Yeah, they don't get to enjoy that just yet.
Mm-mm.
You got to work for that.
Yeah. What do you propose they do to earn that?
Sign up for TMGstudios.tv, where we have the uncensored version.
The diaper edit.
The diaper edit.
The pull it to the side edit. If you like cut back and forth and we just VFX'd my legs like up by my head, you wouldn't blink. It halfway looks that way. That's a view many may be familiar with.
Why?
When you're about to...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We would have had dudes putting their dick right on the phone. They'd been... Damn, I really might have cracked my phone.
Yeah, you did that pretty hard.
JK.
So how's your night?
Wow, how's it been? My night?
How's it been since the...
Yesterday?
How's the 16 hours been since I've seen you?
Really intense.
Yeah, was it? What happened?
I got home. Figured out some things.
What'd you figure out?
YouTube things.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Guess what, dude?
I couldn't help but notice you left the sign here last night. Yeah.
Oh, I'll take it. I'll definitely take
it. Okay. Was that a mistake?
That was actually an actual mistake.
Okay.
That was an actual mistake. That's definitely coming with
me. Okay. Cool. Yeah, you left the Pepsi machine, though. Well, bro. I know. That's for here.
Yeah.
I got that for here.
Come on, dude.
But the CSGO, I got that for here.
Yeah. I'm gonna get a couple straps, get it pinned behind my head. I'm gonna walk around with that shit, dude. Battery in my pocket.
You should.
Yeah, I play.
Oh, you a fan?
Yeah.
CSGO? You play? What's your ranking?
Yeah.
What's the website called?
Face It?
Yeah, you on Face It?
Bet you're like a Face It 4.
Yeah.
Shitty ass.
Loser.
Yeah, I bet you don't buy first round. Fucking idiot.
What do you think about that?
Wow, Ariana, big CS fan. That's crazy. So you watch the Gamers 8 finals. I know, Saudi Arabia, they're buying up all the sports. You can't believe it. And I know you can't comment on that.
Wait, they bought an esports team?
They sponsored a CSGO league.
First place, $1 million. Wow.
And they paid all the...
Oh, a whole league.
Or it's like a tournament.
Okay. Wow, that's crazy.
Basically, CS is kind of like soccer, where there's like multiple championships in a year. So there's like the ESL finals, Blast Majors.
You see they actually started construction on the line? They're like, you know, futuristic.
Oh, they're
going to
build that?
No, they started it.
Mm.
Yeah, look that up. It's fucking crazy. I forget how long it is exactly, but like they have a hole. Like they're digging a hole for it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, 15 miles long or something like that.
Right.
On the edge of the desert. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, the Line City. Seen it. The Line Project.
Yeah.
Nyom. It's going to be really easy to put a plane into. What? Sorry.
What?
Nothing. Sorry. Just intrusive thought.
Okay.
Just a ruminating thought I had. All right, so how does this thing work?
There
okay,
it is
so
right
they
there.
Put two big train tracks.
I think it's just one. I think.
One big train track. Well, there's the World Trade
What was that there?
There's a World Trade Center inside it.
there's a replica.
Oh, so it's like a game. You got to fly through the whole
line
city.
No, but find the actual
city.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Star Wars. You have to go through the long corridor
to hit
the thing at the end. Wow.
No, this is recent that it...
They broke ground?
Or yeah, maybe it's the news. Maybe it's this. Let's see. Progress. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I just saw some bullshit.
Maybe you just fell for one of those rap news accounts.
Yeah, probably.
The line
is being built
with boner spiders, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that.
100%. For sure.
I believe every single one of those.
Yeah.
They get me.
Bro, guess what?
What?
I was sitting there, depressed, last bonus. I know, man, it's been a while since I got 1 out of 10.
Wait, what?
On YouTube.
You got a 1 out of 10?
We're in there.
Really?
We're back on.
Which video?
The one I posted today.
1 out of 10. How's it feel?
Pretty good. It's been a minute. Good
feeling.
It's been a minute. I'm holding the trophy when I get home. You like that thumbnail? You're beautiful as you are.
Yeah. How did you make that?
Our designer is a whiz. Absolute whiz.
Where did you find them?
She was a listener of Alina's podcast, and she was doing a bunch of crazy art for that. And we were like, join the team, gang.
Wow, that's
so we
nuts.
Brought her on. Yeah, shout out Preetha. Actually, it was Alina was like, dude, this is the most like insane listener created art I've ever seen.
Wow.
Alina was pretty immediately like, we should hire her. So yeah.
She's great. Sick. So is that like a frame from a music video or something?
To
like
be honest.
It reminds me of Jimin or something.
Yes,
like that.
To be honest, I have no fucking idea how she did that.
That's crazy.
Because, yeah.
No, what is it? Barbie?
No, the original. She pulled that from an original frame from the video. And if you click.
What?
If you click into that video and you go about like 2 minutes in, don't mute it. I don't ever want to hear my voice.
Yeah, blast
that, there,
it.
Luke, you just saw
turn
it. You just saw it.
Hard.
You just saw it.
Okay, wait, go
I
back.
I do like a fake out Nord ad. If you just highlight the cursor over the, yeah, just keep going. Right there. That
oh,
was it.
Wow.
That was it. She pulled it from that.
That's wild. Damn.
Yeah. And then go back. Go back to the thumbnail.
That's crazy. What's her name?
Nice try, dude. Nice try.
Hey, if you're watching,
yeah,
you know, I got some work for you.
No. Full time.
Wait,
not
really?
Avail. Yeah, not avail.
Full time. Really?
Locked in.
You do that much design? You have
10-year contract. No, she actually is full time. Yeah. Oh
really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We're building the next Golden State Warriors. Of designers and editors. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, she's on a 25-year contract.
Yeah, that's sick.
She can't leave the franchise. She's a franchise player. Yeah. No, she does a ton of shit for Alina's podcast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Shit is a bad word. She actually does a ton of art and stuff for them. Yeah. So, yeah, but even with my stuff, she's been doing great. So, yeah, man. It seems green is my color.
Yeah, that's a great thumb.
Here at Ritual, we know that a mother's support isn't limited to one day a year, and we believe that yours shouldn't be either. So this Mother's Day, we're honoring the world's biggest supporters with science-backed daily rituals that center you not just today, but every day. Whether you're thinking about motherhood, actively trying, or already there, we've got you covered for when it matters most. From fertility support and natal choline to our best-selling clinically backed prenatal multivitamin, know that you're getting clean, traceable key ingredients in bioavailable forms. Because let's be honest, you don't have time for guesswork. Find your ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products. At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products.
And I like those too.
Thank you, dude.
Those are sick. And so is the shirt.
Thanks, man. Green is me. Yeah, actually, yeah, you're green too.
It's a little bit my color too.
Yeah. Green is
I got a little bit
nice.
Of, my eyes are hazel.
Yeah.
I like to say.
We got that in common.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yours are too? Mm-hmm. So it kind of brings out the eyes a little bit.
Yeah.
Green. That's what I've noticed.
Yeah. It's pretty sick when your boy's looking at you and he's like, dog, you ever thought about wearing a soft olive? It would bring out your eyes, man. On God. Mm-hmm. I'm not even capping right now. Yeah.
What color are your eyes?
Don't look at me, she says. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Apologies.
So apparently she's resting her vocal cords because she's got a big show coming up.
She's resting them because at the end of the episode, she's going to cuss us out.
Yeah.
In the bonus, she's going to cuss us out. That's what she said.
Yeah. So sign up for TMGstudios.tv in order to see that.
I want to cuss you out in the bonus. And Noelle's uncensored
moose knuckle as well.
Yeah.
You get to see that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's a knuckle of...
I mean, you were like, what were those shorts? They were like gym shorts.
It's that same fabric, but they're supposed to be regular shorts.
Yeah, but you know how much those will ride up.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes I do Kelsey's podcast, and she films it from, like, we have this, like, elevated, like, bed. Mm. And the last time I did it, I wore shorts. And they're, like,
and
short.
You sat
they're, like,
this?
Short shorts.
You sat like this?
So I'm sitting like this. Straight legs. Yeah, exactly like this. It's just entirely moose knuckle, you know? So the whole time I'm, like, trying to put my legs together, and I'm like self-conscious the whole time sitting like this.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah,
no, saying? For sure. No, holding the mic is just more comfortable. That's foul. That's foul. Apologies. Anyway, I'm trying to think what I did in the last 16 hours that could be riveting.
I made content. A burrito last night.
Oh, how'd that go?
Bean burrito.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was thrilling. It was great. It actually was so fun.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Here's a story for you.
What?
I've been a little pig.
What?
With food lately.
Oh, yeah? What you been eating?
Yeah, you're about to get... Careful, dude. You might need a pillow for this part.
Okay.
You might need to cover up.
Do it. Fucking get me chubbed up.
I did the nastiest thing two nights
what?
Ago.
What'd you do?
I had Chick-fil-A.
Oh, wait. I forgot to fucking tell you about this. Sorry, keep going. Yeah. And then I got something in this exact same tangent.
Okay. I had Chick-fil-A, first of all, I had a drumstick for breakfast.
Okay.
We did the podcast.
Okay.
What
day was this?
I think this was Tit.
Okay. You had a drumstick for breakfast?
Yeah. Chocolate drumstick?
Oh,
no, not,
like
not a
KFC.
Turkey leg. No, no, no.
I mean, that's just as weird, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Drumstick
even weirder.
For breakfast.
Okay.
Got here, housed that burrito, had the coffee, got home, had another drumstick. Ate something I don't even recall. I think I had a Hawaiian barbecue. Then I had Chick-fil-A. Then an hour later, I had In-N-Out.
Okay, I can't believe that. I'm about to 30 up you right now.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm about to 30 up.
Thank
you.
God, please. Because
I'm about 1,000 times.
I felt like such a piece of shit.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it.
God.
Let's go.
So I did an episode of Insanely Chill with Ludwig.
Mm.
And, you know, when someone's coming on the podcast, you do the classic 15 minutes of watching their stuff before they get on the show.
Right.
Right. And so one of the videos I watched of his was called the Billy Billy Challenge.
Okay.
He's a streamer, I guess, Billy Billy or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with him, but I think he's like in the stream community or whatever. So he started this trend where it's a challenge where you go to 10 fast food places.
Mm.
In like 5 hours. Mm. And you order, it's a drive-thru. You have to go to a drive-thru. You have four people with you, or three. You're supposed to do it in teams of four, so it's three people with you.
Yeah.
We had five because Kelsey wanted to come along. So you go to 10 drive-thrus, you order what the person in front of you ordered, and then you have to eat it all.
Oh.
So we went to, well, like we had basically all the drive-thrus on the list, and we were just going to like kind of improv it.
You and Lud.
For what?
You and Lud.
No, no, no. This is me, Marcus, Sam, Devin, and Kelsey.
Oh, just that for, did this. Oh, you just did this for shits.
Yeah, we did it. Like we filmed it, so we're going to post it.
Okay, okay.
As a video.
Got it.
I did it because Ludwig came on the podcast. I saw he did it.
Got it.
So I felt inspired, and I was like.
Yeah, copying him again, basically.
Copying him. Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Even though he was copying the guy who invented it. But yes, I'm copying him.
Ludwig,
I was inspired
by the way,
him.
Real quick, Ludwig, thanks for responding to my text. Go ahead.
Did he not?
No.
Really?
No, it's cool.
About what?
I'm sure he just had, you know, some fucking burger to eat. That's why he couldn't read it.
Well, I usually hit him on Discord. That's what you have to do.
Oh, yeah?
That's when he answers.
I'm just fucking with him. Okay, yeah. But I want this drama to populate on a stream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, you know, yeah, Ludwig, thanks for missing out on that text, man.
He's going to call you out now.
Well, I don't think he can call me out when I'm calling him out. So,
good point.
Ludwig, really appreciate it, you know? No, my my dying brother will remember that too.
And you know what, Ludwig? I actually filmed this video before we did the episode and before you did it as well. Did not get this from you. erase everything I said before.
Come on, no one's believing that. No one's believing that part. So you guys
go. So we get together, right?
So what are the...
Like Sam's in town because we went to the Drake show. I invited him, so he was like, sure, I'll come
out for
that.
By the way, really funny that you guys went there. And I'm just going to assume that Sam was fighting his inner bad bitch.
What do you mean?
Remember we were talking about how Drake could like make a straight dude like, you know, like turn on the, you know, fucking...
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a part of him that was trying to creep out. And he's like keeping it in.
I don't think so.
I'm just going to say that. So
he goes.
So he goes, no.
So he goes, no.
No.
Yeah, no.
I'm not a Drake fan. Okay, Sam.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, I think he likes Drake. That's why
I
invited him.
Oh, I know he likes Drake.
Yeah, okay.
He went home that night and he was like, he got on his knees and he looked at his Drake poster and was like, I'm sorry. I wanted to show out for you, but I couldn't. Like the people around me, like they would have been welcoming to like what I was feeling internally. So I'm going to come see you again. Yeah.
He came up on Sunday, like early Sunday morning. Mm. And we're filming. We plan to do it Sunday at like 11, right? Devin lands in the morning too. He's in town as well because he's going to Burning Man or some shit. So he pulls up and sends a picture from the airport at an acai bowl place and said, does anyone want anything? And we're like, are you serious? Is this a joke? Because you know what we're about to do. And he was like, oh, fuck, I totally forgot. The acai bowl he was about to get was 1,500 calories. He was like, that's the one I was looking at. I was like, you're an idiot.
So
everyone gets together. We get in the car. We start driving. And I'm like, okay, we're right by In-N-Out. So let's go there first. It's 11 a.m. It's kind of the perfect time because the line's probably not going to be too long.
Yep.
It's probably just going to be like solo people just getting an early lunch or something. Right? We pull up behind two people. A car with two people. So we're like, that's not that bad. We get, you know, four of us or five of us.
Yeah.
Can't be that bad. And we pull up to the window and we're like, can we get what the person in front of us just got? And the guy's like, okay, so you want three double doubles, three animal style fries, and a Diet Coke and a shake? And we're like, oh, fuck. That's what we started on. We started with that. So we pull in the parking lot. We eat that.
How do you split the double doubles?
What?
How do you split the double doubles?
I had ran a half marathon in the morning didn't eat afterwards. So I was already in like a 1,500 calorie deficit. So I was like, one of those is mine for sure.
Okay.
And so I ate one of them. And hi. Sure, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Sydney's first appearance.
Thank you.
On her last day on set.
Is it your last day?
It is.
What?
Yeah. It's been so much fun. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. Yeah. It's unfortunate. Yes, you got a rep.
Hell yeah.
She killed that bear we were going to use today, so we had to let her go. it was an OSHA
blood
thing.
Blood still under my nails.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Enjoy your coffee, guys.
Yes, thank you for the coffee, Sid.
It
was like wild. It's like revolver. Bear. Yeah.
How did she kill it?
Well, she was like, I have this idea. And she was like, I got this like rare bear from the middle of Nevada.
Rare bear?
Yeah, rare bear. Rare bear.
Rare bear.
Our bear. Rare bear.
Rare bear.
She's like, I got this rare bear from the middle of Nevada. I thought it'd be a fun joke.
And we're like, that's amazing.
Yeah, and then she just revolver.
No, she took it. She choked it. She choked it with her bare hands.
Yeah. Bare hands, yeah. Nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And when we say choked it, no, dude, no.
Or not from the front?
Yeah.
Oh, she held it against the ground. Shh.
Yeah. It started,
go to sleep. Go to sleep.
It tried to talk. It was like.
Whoa, that was like weirdly accurate. That sound? Do that again.
I learned that from Paddington.
How did you do that?
It's like deep. Well, you fucked it up.
Sorry. Yeah, I can't. Who knew you had such a good bear impression in you?
What can I say, man?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it. Great. She's been great.
Yeah, she's been awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so you start with the burger.
By the way, we didn't fire her.
No.
She's an intern. She's an intern. This is her last day. People are gonna be like, "That's really kind of fucked up." Shame it's your last day. Yeah. Maybe that's how we fired her.
Yeah.
Your coffee. It's a shame it's your last day.
Here at Ritual, we know that a mother's support isn't limited to one day a year, and we believe that yours shouldn't be either. So this Mother's Day, we're honoring the world's biggest supporters with science-backed daily rituals that center you not just today, but every day. Whether you're thinking about motherhood, actively trying, or already there, we've got you covered for when it matters most. From fertility support and natal choline to our best-selling clinically backed prenatal multivitamin, know that you're getting clean, traceable key ingredients in bioavailable forms. Because let's be honest, you don't have time for guesswork. Find your ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products. At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products.
So you start with the burger.
Okay, so this... That was like $70 or something like that.
We got a lot of shit for doing double DoorDash, by the
50
way.
50 maybe.
On the Jay and Trey episode. Some people were mad at us, dude.
Wait, what do you mean?
There were like 2 delivery fees? Wow.
Wait, did we double?
Well, no, because when me, Jay, and Trey were talking about ordering from...
Yes. Oh, right.
Well, we were copping to admitting that we order pizza and wings from separate places.
Yeah.
So people were like, that is beyond lazy. And I'm like,
I do that all the time.
Oh, then it's, yeah, we're all 4 of us were guilty.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Literally on Monday before the concert, I ordered Chick-fil-A and then wanted more nuggets. So then I ordered another Chick-fil-A.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
No, literally 15 seconds after the first. That's crazy. 2 drivers showed up within 30 seconds of
each
other.
That's crazy. That's wild.
Maybe delete that. I'm fucking ashamed.
No. I think it's just time you come clean about
what?
By your vices.
I mean, it's not that. Is that bad?
We got in some hot water for laziness.
For double delivery fee. Wait, what do you mean laziness? What's the alternative?
I don't know. I thought that wasn't fair. People came to our defense.
People were making fun of us because they're like, you shouldn't be spending money that way.
There was that, but some people came to our defense because some people said, hey, man, some wings are just better from here.
Yeah.
And some 100%. Pizza is just better from here.
Yeah.
And so, you know. Oh, you 100%. Could a double dash. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. You set up a driver on a time attack. Yo, man, 2 spots.
Oh, yeah, you can do that, but isn't it like only with like 7-Eleven? That's the only one that I ever get that they're like, add shit on from 7-Eleven.
That'd be super funny if I've just been hiring 2 people at a time, not knowing that.
You could just do it for once. Yeah, yeah. I like paying delivery fees.
Yeah. What can I say?
So, okay.
Burger.
By the way, and this is on Sunday. This is after a week of my parents being in town and us doing the fucking rounds of the best restaurants in LA. So I already ate like shit for a week.
Right.
Like, I went to fucking Giorgio Baldi's. Ever heard of that place? Damn it. No, that's actually a restaurant in the Palisades. It's fucking ridiculously good. Go there.
Giorgio Baldi's.
Italian. Yeah. It's so good.
I'll slurp it up.
We went to fucking Nobu. Overrated, by the way. What?
I just don't talk bad about
shit about Nobu? Why?
I don't talk bad about the mafia.
What?
I'm joking. Yeah, it is overrated.
Dude, that place. I mean, I'm going to get back to the fast food thing in a second, but I do feel like I have to talk about all the other good food.
Yeah.
Like, Nobu specifically sticks out because we got a reservation. Okay, so I'll fucking tell you this afterwards. Anyways, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Nobu. I was, like, kind of excited for it, and it just, like, wasn't that great. The service just kind of sucked.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we, like, eat out, like, every night. By the end of the week, I'm like, yeah, I gotta fucking start to cook again. And then we do this challenge. So, this is, like, fresh off the heels of all of that eating. We do this challenge. First one, 3 double doubles, 3 animal soft fries, and a shake. Eat that. Takes like 20, 25 minutes. Then we go to...
Who did the shake?
I think Sam did most of it. Or Marcus, maybe. Marcus did most of it. It's a heavy thing to start with.
Ice cream
sure.
is tough.
It's tough, but Devin was like, no, it's a good base layer. Because it's basic, you know? Mm-hmm. And then anything you have that's like acidic, you know, it kind of adds a nice little foundation for it. So then we go to Starbucks. There's a rule that you can only do one drink place. Mm. So we pull up to Starbucks. It's a single guy in front of us. We get a black coffee, no milk, no sugar. Beautiful. No, iced black coffee. Pretty much the most ideal thing you can get in a challenge like that.
Right.
So we all shared it. It took like 5 seconds to drink this thing.
This is how COVID started, by the way.
So then we went to McDonald's. We went to KFC. That's a rule. You have to go to a KFC.
This is gluttony, man. This is crazy.
We went to, oh, fuck. What else did we go to between there? And then I think we went to Randy's Donuts. Huge mistake.
Oh, dude, come on.
Huge mistake. Yeah. So up until that point, we got lucky. We were always behind. I don't know what. It was like the hurricane. It was the day that the hurricane was happening. So the rain was super crazy. So I think people were, yeah, by the way, we just did this mid-hurricane. We're like hydroplaning, like...
Everyone related to you until that moment.
Why? What do you mean?
That's just a wild thing to do. Like, yo, let's do like a drive-through mukbang video like during a hurricane. It'll
be
sicker.
I mean, the rain was supposed to be not that crazy, you know?
But it was.
It wasn't that crazy. We never felt unsafe until like the way back home. That's when
we
were like...
Because you all had that food in your stomach.
Yeah,
and
that
like,
too.
I think we made shit everywhere. Because
I was falling asleep at the steering wheel. No, but also like Devin and Sam were only in town for that one day. We had to do it that one day.
I'm just giving you shit.
So we got pretty lucky. Like we were only getting single items because it was a lot of like single riders that just like popped out for lunch real fast. And so it was like McDonald's. We got a quarter pounder with cheese, just one. Beautiful, beautiful order. KFC, we got fucking chicken littles. Kind of gross.
Okay.
Not a big fan of those.
Okay.
And then we go to Randy's Donuts. We're like, this would be great, right? Halfway, we'll get a little dessert, and then we'll have dinner. We had lunch, dessert, now we'll have dinner after that. It's like, this is a Sunday, right? It's like families going there and getting dozens of donuts. We get stuck with, luckily it was half a dozen, but they were like massive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Massive donuts. And one of them was this horrendous apple fritter. That was dense. This thing was 14 pounds by itself.
You felt that when the box came into your hand?
Yeah, like, it was like, thank you. Oh,
drops on the lap.
We struggled, dude. I had to get out and puke, like just auto puke, like I can do, in the garbage. And there's like families like looking at me.
Just want to remind everyone that, yeah.
I don't pull trigger, though. That's I don't have to put my fingers in my throat. I can just puke. I could do it right now, just sitting here.
Yeah. Please, no. I've seen him do it so many times.
No,
dude, don't do it. Oh, I hate when you do this shit. Oh, it's so foul.
No, if you want to see me do it, you got to watch my video.
Yeah.
And he can vouch for me.
I've seen him
do it
many, many times. It's actually really gross how weird it is. All right. This is Cody coming out of a restaurant. Ready? I do not feel good. That, I don't know. That's kind of weird. Hold on.
That's a perfect impression.
And then everyone's like, what?
I have to do is lean forward a little bit and then I can, don't have to go like this. I don't do that shit. I could do it right here just on my shirt.
Don't. Stand over. Please don't. And then here's the most disgusting part. He goes over here and he just goes. He's wiping his lips and you're like, what? And you're like, oh, I just threw up real quick. I just flew up real quick.
I flew up.
Yeah. All right. So
I can't believe we're admitting this in front of Ariana too.
Know.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Anyway.
So I threw up these Randy's donuts too. There was three glazed. Those were the good ones.
Yeah.
And there was a maple one. With like an inch worth of icing on it. And then this apple fritter. Dude, it took us like an hour to get through these things.
Yeah.
Finally get through them. We go to Del Taco. No, that shit actually kind of ruled.
Del Taco can be good.
We go to Del Taco, we get in line behind a big boy.
Oh, shit.
Big old truck and a big boy, right? And so we're like, damn, what's he going to order?
Yeah.
And we pulled to the window. It was a Cali-style burrito and fries. Mm. But he, what's the word they use for like supersizing it?
Mm.
It's like mucho, yeah, like something like that.
Yeah,
something Spanish, but it's like a funny way of saying it. Basically, right. He's like, and so it was a fat Cali burrito with tons of fries. Smash that. The worst one by far was Burger King. By far.
Yeah,
that place is trash.
And I'm sure that hurt Marcus, like, because that boy loves the BK.
No, but after that, he was like, no, this place, like, the meme's over. This place fucking sucks.
Yeah,
it really does. Like, I'm floored by how bad quality it is.
Everything sucks. What would you get?
Like, we got stuck with like a double Whopper. Or no, what's the one from Burger King? Whopper?
Or that McDonald's? Yeah, it's a Whopper.
It's a Whopper. Yeah, it was like a triple Whopper or some shit like that. So it was a lot of meat.
Yeah.
But the patty was just cardboard.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah.
And then Devin ended up blending it up because we had a blender and trying to drink it. Yeah, dude. He blended it up with fruit punch because that's the drink we got.
Oh.
So we spent another 30 minutes vomiting in the rain.
Yeah.
Pouring rain. We're all just trying to take sips out of this. But it still was fucking miserable. Even with throwing up, it still was like one of the worst things I've ever done. One of the worst things I've ever done. The last place we go was fucking El Pollo Loco. And we got stuck with like a tostada salad. It's like just a normal salad with like beans and rice, but it's in one of the tostada bowls.
Yeah.
And it just was like wet.
Yeah.
Shit was just dripping wet for some reason.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It was just wet. The
I made a face.
Very moist.
Because I was thinking you got stuck with a full chicken.
From El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, just so. Could you imagine, like, the equivalent to a rotisserie chicken? That would. Oh my God, man. I can't. Just get. So you'll take the full chicken with no sauce? Yeah, I guess I will.
Fuck, yeah.
Just,
yup.
Just
yum.
Chicken, can't no wait. Sauce. Just
dry
white,
dry as fuck.
Dry
we're all just
chicken,
eating it off
just
the fucking bones. Picking chicken off a rib cage, and
it's crazy. Oh man.
Yeah, dude. It was. All in all, we got pretty lucky. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was still one of the most miserable things I've done.
Yeah, eating a whole chicken from El Pollo Loco with in the rain.
Can you get rotisserie chicken there?
You can get chicken pieces. Like, oh, okay. You know, I'll take a leg and whatever.
I mean, that's why you have to go to KFC, because like a lot of times at KFC, people will get buckets.
Mm.
So they try to like fuck you like that,
yeah.
I think. I know, right? Like a family bucket. Imagine like...
Yeah.
Is throwing up allowed? Because I feel like it's broken. Nope, you got to let that shit soak. Whoops. Oh, wait, what did I say? Billy Billy or something like that? I meant Doug Doug Challenge. What's Billy Billy? Yo, big shout out to them.
Yeah, I thought you were doing the Bud Light thing. Dilly Dilly. Let me see
the... What the fuck am I talking about?
Let me see the rules.
I'm doing the Billy Billy challenge where I spend 4 hours scrolling this app.
Four fighters, one drink place, two dessert places, must go to KFC. Brutal. 10 drive-thrus, gang?
Max of 6 hours. Can only repeat a single restaurant. For hybrid food and dessert places like Dunkin' or Dairy Queen, you can make the call of how to categorize it based on what you ordered and how hardcore you want to be. Damn, so you can't puke. Well, I guess I got to do it again.
Yeah.
You want to do it? Come on, dude. You're just talking about...
I felt bad, though.
So did I. That's the point. It was still kind of fun.
I'll entertain. I'll consider.
It is weirdly fun going to a drive-thru and being like, I want what the person in front of me got, and not knowing, and pulling up to the window and them handing you some shit.
Knowing our luck, we're going to do that at In-N-Out, and it'll be like, okay, so 7 double-double...
Yeah. We're actually catering a graduation party today, so the order in front of you was 4,500 burgers.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait in the parking lot. By the way, I just kind of hit my balls when I did that, so I just have a slight, like, I see why they like it. Oh, God, kind of good.
At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal coline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your Ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products.
At Wendy's, it also kind of made me realize like how weird people's orders are.
Yeah.
Like at Wendy's, we got the Ghost Pepper Chicken Burger.
Okay.
It's like the spiciest thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah. Is that the one where
Ghost Pepper
the burger? Bun? Who did that? Like the black burger bun.
Oh, that's not what this is, but I remember that. That was like Squid Ink though, wasn't it?
Whatever. Damn.
Ghost Pepper Chicken Burger.
Whoo.
Oh, was it?
A Halloween Whopper.
Halloween Whopper.
I don't know why that just...
Fuck Burger King, man. God damn it.
That burger bun looks absurd.
I gotta say, the highest rated...
Insulin looking. Shot is...
No. What? Highest rated insulin shot? No, the award for best looking piece of food goes to McDonald's. For sure. This thing came out. I opened the package. It looked like a marketing shop.
Yeah, because it's not real food.
It was
it's
shiny,
like,
yeah. Beautiful.
Cheese is not supposed to have highlights. Yeah. No, yeah, I agree.
But it also tasted incredible. Yeah. McDonald's is just tried and true, you know?
You saw that TikTok about how the fries have sugar in them?
No. That's
like
awesome.
The salt has like 3 ingredients. Yes, but yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And aluminum.
Who gives a fuck? Like, when you go there, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
You don't want, like, I don't order fries from McDonald's thinking, like, oh, there's, exactly. Yeah. You don't do it, like, being like, oh, I hope these are not bad for me. It's like, I know how bad these are.
Yeah.
So they might as well be even worse.
Yeah.
Because then I'm going to enjoy it more.
Yeah. Might as well just be covered in chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's what we ended with.
Yeah, just chocolate sauce.
Chocolate. Yeah, that's so funny. So you want the chocolate-covered quarter pounder?
Yes.
Fuck, I guess.
Yeah. So you want
okay, the
triple chocolate?
In front of you did a custom order. You sure you want to do that?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. What was it?
The triple chocolate dip quarter pounder with strawberry daiquiri on top. Oh, fuck.
Okay, so you want the Pop Rocks covered fries. You guys can go Panda Express. That'd be rough.
We tried to find one like in the vicinity, but couldn't find one.
That'd be rough.
Did you know Panda Express, they're all owned by the same family? It's not a franchise.
What?
And the family takes out $1 billion a year of pure profit out of the business.
What?
That's what Devin was telling me. I don't know if it's actually true, but isn't that crazy?
I thought you could franchise them. Ruh-roh. No.
The Panda...
Ruh-roh. Ricky. Really hard. Oh no, your dick is huge. Your dick gets so big.
Go up. Oh, over the course of 45 years, college sweethearts Andrew and Peggy Cheng. Churng? Cheng. Chemg. What does that say? Churng. Have grown Panda Express from a single restaurant in Southern California Mall to a 2,000 location empire around the world. The married couple founded the company in the early 1980s and continues to own and operate every Panda Express themselves. 2,000. 2,000.
You're going to love my chicken.
$3 billion in sales a year.
Dude, we got to start a restaurant. We got to sell some food chicken. Gosh, did you put Cialis in my beer? Oh, your cock is so huge.
Gosh.
Man.
So you want to do this? Guess that TikTok sound? Little segment?
Oh, yay.
You don't want to do it?
No. I mean, we can. Sorry, I'm just still ideating on...
Keep going.
I just don't know. You know, he'd have to be old, right?
That's when you pop it, or maybe just out of excitement.
Cialis?
Yeah.
I mean, Blue Chew is for everyone.
Blue Chew's for everyone.
And if you want to get some, you can go to... Oh, okay.
All right, it's Boofy.
Boofy?
Say, Mick, put that in my ass. Yeah. Let me chug that through my butt.
Gosh, I got these Gosh. Cialis in my ass.
Boofy?
Boofy.
Oh, shit.
I feel like they'd be on a Lot 29 shirt. Oh, my God, dude.
Wait, all it is to have... I thought boofing was to drink, like, to funnel something through your ass.
Yeah.
So, if you, yeah. So, you look at something, you're like, let me boof that.
Boofy.
Boofy.
Just gets a whole lamp pole in there.
Oh, Boofy. Yeah, get that out of there.
I thought I could get the whole thing. Oh, gosh. I thought I could get the whole thing down there. Is that a microphone stand?
Boofy, no.
Oh my gosh, that's Ariana Grande.
Oh, Boofy. It's so big in here.
Check out the reverb, Ariana.
I don't even, again, I can't even think of any Ariana songs off the top of my head.
Thank you. Next.
Next.
Thank you. Next. Next. I can get a couch in there if you want to.
Sorry. Boofy is crazy.
That's so stupid.
Boofy.
Boofy, what'd you do with that bottle of vodka I just left around here?
Boom. Ooh, just, his ass just sounding hollow. He's just farting like it.
like the sound you make when you
blow,
blow into
on
it.
A bottle. Just,
oh, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing?
Oh, shit. Hey, what happened to that Ciroc? Boofy. Hands behind his thighs.
Thought y'all might be thirsty. We were trying to sneak it into the park.
Disgusting, man. Anyway, sorry. I wasn't trying to shit on guess that TikTok sound. It just it was like a funny. It's a funny thing to hear out of your face.
Why?
You want to play guess that TikTok sound?
It's a fun segment. We listen to the sound.
Yeah.
And we don't watch the TikTok. And then we try to guess what it's from.
Got it. 3, 2, cream pie patty.
That's on TikTok now?
Yeah.
Damn.
I always say cream pie patty, and it's not. That's not the name. But it's the lady.
What's the story behind that again?
Cream pie Kathy. Cream pie
yeah,
Kathy.
Yeah, cream pie Kathy. It was supposed to be the guy's first day out of jail.
That's what the caption was. I don't think that was true.
What?
It was like, you know, guy nuts for first time after 10 years in prison. And I don't believe he went 10 years without nutting.
I believe it.
No way.
I believe
bro.
It.
There's no way, man.
No, you have to believe it because it makes the video funnier.
Fair, but I'm just saying, there's no way in 10 years you wouldn't just combust.
Yeah. You probably. Combust. He probably jerked off at least once.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, bro, you know the adult wet dream? Your body won't let you do that.
It's true.
You dream about cupcakes and you're like, what
yeah.
the?
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
All right, you want to do this?
I guess so.
Let's start. Let's try it. Number one. This is good for the audio listeners, too, by the way.
Yeah, this is a fun game.
Feel free to play along.
3, 2. Oh, that's the dude beating his meat in a garbage truck.
Yeah. This is porn.
Come on, you fuckers.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
One more.
There's always one left. Yes! Oh my God, yes.
Cream pie Kathy.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one where he's popping her cyst in the Walmart parking lot.
Gross.
Popping
dude.
Her neck cyst in the Walmart parking lot. That's the one, right?
That's funny because that also probably It might be. Like, that shit is on TikTok.
Yeah. Now, I just imagined he's, like, killing some type of bug or some shit. What's the answer?
Am I good?
Woohoo! Yes.
Holy fuck!
Yeah.
You got it.
I mean, that sounded like killing a, what is it, a spider? A frog?
Oh, they're bees?
Hornet. Hornet's nest, yeah.
So are they flying into, like,
genuinely, that's what I was thinking, like a hornet's nest.
Wow. So there's a trend where people get a cup of gasoline and put it under, and they just fall in and die.
Aw. Yeah. Probably high as fuck.
Alina saw this trend, she's like, who the fuck has just got gasoline at the house? As if...
We do,
that's about
maybe.
To be us. That's about to be us.
All right, next.
Boofy does. That's a cat.
You know that one?
That's a cat. I mean, I just know, just based on the... That's a cat probably giving waterboarding itself in milk.
How the fuck?
I mean, just the... Stupid ass.
Damn, you nailed that.
I mean, it's got to be a cat, right?
Next. That's a dog, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's a dog.
It's definitely a dog. What's the dog doing?
That's Boofy. It's Boofy
just stuffing some shit in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a... Yeah, yeah.
What's he doing?
Don't buy suction cup toys for your dog. Bruh.
Oh, is that a dildo? That's a dildo, is it not?
No.
That is!
Bro, it's a cactus. Who the hell is shoving a whole cactus in their vagina? I'm sure...
Boofy.
Yeah, Boofy, yeah, maybe. As I say that, I know there's like a... OnlyFans one percenter who's like, fucking don't try me, dude.
Yeah.
I'll get all of a cactus inside.
A real cactus.
Easy. Yeah. Thread those needles, I got it. All right, so we're kind of
three killing for three. It right now.
Yep. Is this dude just like getting head in a jacuzzi or something? I mean, it's definitely in a pool. It's something going on in a pool. That'd be my guess.
That would be a kind of a funny prank. If one of these was actually just porn. And they click onto the video and it's
the
literally
Island Boys?
Just someone getting head in a... Oh, no! 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 I think it's that dog... That Suck jumps it. In the pool. Like, you know, have you ever seen that dog?
Yeah.
It's like, have you actually?
You're talking about
No, the
dog?
Dog. It's like this one account on TikTok where the owner will come home and the dog's always in the pool.
Oh.
It is quite cute.
It's definitely something swimming in a pool.
Okay.
So if I had to guess, right about there, he spit in his hand. I don't know what the hell that is, man. Is that someone trying to, like, is that one of those things where they try to fucking drink a whole cup of something, like with their mouth around the cup? Okay. Okay. I don't know. Let's see.
That's me? What the fuck? That's not funny, dude. Dude, switch it off, bro. Switch it off. Wow.
This episode is over. We're done here.
That's not funny, guys. That's not funny to take me in a vulnerable position like that.
Dude, that bathtub was sucking you off, man.
That was okay. Me? I don't want to see it, dude.
Dude, Dude, that sound you made. Holy shit.
Don't stop, dude. I don't want to hear it anymore. How did I not recognize my own voice?
Okay.
It sounded the exact same.
Okay. Okay. Damn, you were taking it from that bathtub for the first time.
Have you tried one of those?
Okay.
It's what? Harder than you would think.
A cold plunge?
Yeah.
I'm afraid my dick will not come back out.
Mine still hasn't. That's what it was. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, where is it? Where is it?
Just feeling around for it.
Hey,
where'd
you go?
Damn, that's fucking embarrassing. So, thanks. I feel all right. Shame. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, if you're listening, that soundbite, well, we played again.
No.
It was Cody getting into a...
Spitting?
You were taking that shit, dude. Oh, my goodness.
All right, play the next one. It's me again. It's me on the treadmill.
Is this?
Oh my God.
This has to be a slingshot ride
or roller coaster or something like that.
What do I do? Venom, don't get too close.
Wait, don't get too close?
You got it, buddy. Oh my God.
She lost control of something in a lake.
Shit,
I got that on video.
Yeah. Well,
sounds like something got away from her.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That sounds like a slingshot ride.
I feel like she's, maybe that. I feel like she's like also like watching in a boat or something like that, watching one of those tubes and it like catches air
and
gets like way too high.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, lake. Yeah. Like, because just the...
But there's not enough wind.
Oh my God!
What the hell? Damn,
what do I do?
Yeah, it's like, what do I do signifies to me like...
Yeah.
It's like out there.
Yeah. You got it, buddy. What the fuck is that?
You would say that to an animal.
Yeah. So maybe it's a dog in the tube.
Tube, a chihuahua in the air. In a tube.
Yeah.
A chihuahua parasailing. That's
what
I'm going to say.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Final answer.
You know what, dude? I was going to say something going down a hill because of those dum-dum-dum. This should have been obvious.
I've done one of these before. They're so fun. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What is that thing?
Oh my God. What the hell? Damn, what do I do?
What is that?
Don't get too close.
A marmot?
You got it, buddy. Oh my God.
Anyway, it wasn't that cool. It's not that cool. The animal didn't even get hurt.
Yeah. She's sitting there. That's what I'm saying. She's saying, like, what do I do? Accelerate.
Yeah, this.
Smear it.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. If it was this, obviously. If it was us in that thing, we'd be leaving a red trail. Yeah, it's a badger.
Oh, badger.
The important thing is you stayed calm. Nice.
Nice. Yep.
I didn't say that. That was a comment.
Yeah.
What the... Someone mimicking Harambe seconds before death.
You can fucking dodge. You can fucking dodge. I thought you get hit if you lose.
I thought it was me again, too. I was like, this is not funny anymore, guys. I think it's me with a TikTok, like, over top of it.
All right, that seems like a mouthful of
Island
like
Boys.
Yeah. What are their names?
Island and Boy.
Yeah, you're right.
Seamus and the Ireland Boys, or which one? You said Which ones? Boys, Island
yeah.
Boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Irish. Yeah. You're thinking the Irish Boys.
Ireland Boys.
Seamus and Seamus.
Yeah. And Shame what?
And Seamus.
And Shame. Yeah.
Seamus.
Seamus. Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't know what that was. I think it's someone drinking a boba tea.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I was thinking like mouthful of marshmallows or something because it sounds like.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, oh, I'm going to fucking die.
Nigga, fucking dog.
All right, let's see it. It's got to be mouthful of food or something. What the? Oh. Okay, so we were right. Mouthful of something.
Nigga, fucking dog. You got fucking dogs. I thought you get hit if you lose.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, so they had mouths full of water and they're playing rock, paper, scissors, and then one of them just swung?
What's that?
Oh, I thought he just tried to punch him.
Yeah, same.
Oh, they hit him with a tortilla. Okay.
He tried to deck him.
Yeah. That whole section of the video is what just happened.
Yeah.
Nigga, fucking dog. You got fucking dogs. I thought you get hit if you.
Man, someone wearing those glasses in 2023 is wild.
Yeah, you know what we should get is smelling salts. Hey, did you see the clips from that other podcast, the British one? They're so funny
when people just like
I saw this, like, these two British guys on a podcast did it, and then like all their producers and shit did it too, like in one app, like, you know, in one clip or whatever. It's right. So funny, dude,
right?
Like, this so good. Yeah, Ryan will definitely do it.
I
kind of feel bad about not doing the hot chip, though. We still have one, but I think we all have to do it together.
You could do it for her.
What? Or she should do it. What do you think?
For sure. Well, Ariana, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for joining us.
Really great to meet you.
Yeah, thanks again for working us into your schedule. I know this.
Big, big thank you to Manitou Cells Hollywood for bringing Ariana out tonight. Ariana, why don't you play us off with a number?
Yeah, please do, actually. Can we get some lights? There it is. Just play some royalty-free music. I'm sure she can freestyle.
Royalty-free corporate hip-hop beat.
Royalty-free corporate hip-hop?
Yeah. Big shout-out to Manitou Cells for letting Ariana out of the clone factory to hang out with us today.
Yes.
No, JK. Big ups, Madame Tussaud.
Thank you for
connecting us up with Ariana.
Appreciate it.
You didn't know that Madame Tussaud was a talent management company as well.
I didn't know that, but
yeah,
apparently they are.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right, play us off.
Yeah, yo, I think that was just as good. Yeah.
Thank you. Next.
Thank you. Next.
This week on the Bone Zone. That's horrifying.
I've seen that person outside of a gas station. Titties in company email?
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
That's bold.
You've had some brutal two-word combos today.
Yeah.
Rhino pussy and bacon sleeve?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv. Ha ha ha!